Shit, I'm bleeding. What up, novice? I think you're a 10-pound grommet dissolved in grave robber trimmings. No heavier, a bit lighter, thinner, air paint skinner, finger self trap, life lender, and blender blades as I glaze to fend off winter with guilty sidewinding blinders. I guess you don't understand what recontextualization or additional consideration are good for. Floor time, please. Yes, Your Honor, they're in serious trouble if they have not yet learned to flex a tone and think newly at every junction, switch on the mount and take a sip of water and consider that going on is the best decision to make. In my professional opinion, they will likely die before reaching the peak if they continue this climb. Thank you, the arrested worm host rests. And you might believe you're blessed. So you mix up the concepts of sticking to a sticky situation with instruction manual pages on how not to become a waffle with a notion that an overturned decision wasn't one pancake at all. Maybe you didn't pass history class, subject all about flows. Fact. There's an action mystery flask polluting the clear vein drip. Fact. An insane trip took looks like your book was never cracked. So sack it and shove it while you taint your own lovesick glove hit. Before it could call the kettle, we melted it down with your stick, made a cookie shiny and handheld baffles, earful, eyeful, cheekful, check it. Now I'm protected from your wobbly erector set complexion, among cooled down rubble we found encrusted in the aftermath. Cinder face tapped so you won't recognize if you peep me. Sleepy, sleepy curl, keep your hair straight and lace tight. I wish you too, but so bound how you can't see this all. I think your shin is probably a fake, or at least a falsetto. And these aren't mean words, just mean to poke your eye a bit. Sure, sir, stir this shit mist a little with corroborated reflection kit. You'll look back and think, what the fuck was I thinking? That was the biggest mistake of my life. And then maybe you'll redefine decision.